This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the big game hunter. One thing I know about job hunting is that it doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. It's just that for many of you, you need persistence because the skills needed to find the job are different than those needed to do a job. That's where this show comes in. I talk with you about its importance. I make suggestions to you, and I hope you find it helpful. Now, with that, let's get going. And I want to talk with you today about persistence. Now, this is a tough lesson for most people to hear, because I know for myself, maybe it's true of you, I want to do something once, have the heavens open up, you know, everything happens wonderfully, and I'm done. I want to have success occur the first time I attempt something, and unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, as the saying goes, you have to get through 99 no's to get to that yes. So I want to remind you of that persistence is the most important quality you need to have as a job hunter. That for so many of the efforts that you have, they're not going to amount to anything, but you just need one. You just need one organization. Thus, if you're getting no's, don't worry about it. You got to get through all those no's to get to the yes. The things you're going to learn along the way. Now, in all candor, I have to also say that, if you're ill-informed, you're doing things all wrong, you're going to get a lot more no's than your yeses. It's why I do all these videos, to teach you some of the things that you need to know in order to, not have as many no's through your ignorance. And if you want to find out about more things that you can be doing. If you want to ask for advice, of course, contact me through liveperson.com, where I do coaching for people, and I'm a job search and career coaching expert. But your goal is to just keep trying, to learn from your mistakes, to avoid mistakes if you can, and just keep going. Success rarely comes the first time people start. I can't tell you the number of stories of inventors. Let's do the Thomas Edison story. How many failures did Thomas Edison have before, miraculously, we now have the light bulb? How many mistakes did Alexander Graham Bell have before we had the telephone? You have to keep making mistakes. You have to mess up. In order to get to your triumph. And instead of facing each of those rejections with, oh, woe is me, I feel miserable, consider it good fortune because you're that much closer to your target. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles, all my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.